AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Later this evening, President-elect Joe Biden will lay out a $1.9 trillion coronavirus recovery program. The proposal would include $20 billion for community vaccination centers across the country and mobile units for remote areas, another $50 billion to set up routine testing. Additional individual stimulus checks are in the plan, as well as stepped-up unemployment help and moratoriums on evictions and foreclosures through September. There is emergency funding for small businesses, state and local governments, and $130 billion earmarked for schools to help them reopen in his first 100 days in the White House. FBI Director Christopher Wray issues a stern warning to those who were involved in last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol and those possibly plotting another during Biden's inauguration next week.
We're looking at individuals who may have an eye towards repeating that same kind of violence that we saw last week. I mean, from January 6th alone, we've already identified over 200 suspects. So we know who you are if you're out there, and FBI agents are coming to find you.
Wray says more than 100 people have already been arrested. Inaugural security includes some 26,000 National Guard troops in Washington, some of them armed. Many parts of the city are already barricaded. Fencing surrounds government buildings. Security has been increased by the governors of all 50 states because of the online threats being made. A federal prosecutor in Fort Worth, Texas, says retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Larry Rendell Brock Jr. was intent on taking hostages during last week's siege. The 53-year-old Brock was seen carrying plastic zip-tie handcuffs inside the building. He's been charged with knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority and violent entry and disorderly conduct. This is AP News. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank will continue the steps being taken to support the economy.
There were worries the Fed may start to pull back, but Powell says they are not even close to reaching economic recovery goals.
We're strongly committed to our framework and to using our monetary policy tools until the job is well and truly done.
In a discussion sponsored by Princeton University, the Fed chair says those goals are maximum employment and stable 2% inflation.
When the time comes to raise interest rates, we'll certainly do that. And that time, by the way, is no time soon.
Powell has high hopes looking forward once right now is taken care of.
As the vaccines go out and we get COVID under control, there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about the U.S. economy.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former Democratic primary presidential candidate Andrew Yang officially enters the race for mayor of New York City, joining a crowded Democratic primary field. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.